This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
iPhone, uPhone, we all want a smartphone, but can our wireless networks keep up?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. Apple had a blockbuster holiday season. It made $13 billion in profits, a record, and it did it in part selling iPhones. Sales more than doubled. For more, we have Marketplace's Jennifer Collins with us now. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
So Apple sold 37 million iPhones in the last 3 months of 2011. Why so many? How so many?
Well, this is the first time the iPhone's been available through AT&T, Verizon, and now Sprint. So more carriers, but also more phones. And for all the talk of those voice control features on the new iPhone 4S, it may actually be an earlier and cheaper iPhone that's boosting Apple's numbers, or that's what Brian Blair thinks. He's a tech analyst with Wedge Partners.
So the 3GS right now is free with contract. So that, I think, has made up a very large percentage of the overall quarterly units.
And Blair says U.S. consumers are going to keep buying phones.
So more phones. Can our cellular networks keep up with that?
Well, I talked with Fran Caulfield with Insight Research about this. He says we've all experienced the trouble they're having keeping up.
Spotty data or slow response time from a website or some jumbled video. It could, I guess, in the worst case, result in a drop call.
But there are some solutions. Caulfield says the carriers have been trying to buy up spectrum. That's what drove the AT&T T-Mobile merger that failed. And now they're trying to pass along those costs. This week, AT&T raised rates on three of its data plans, about $5 a month. And many folks I talked to expect Verizon to follow suit.
Marketplace's Jennifer Collins. Thanks.
Thank you.
It was a year ago today that massive protests began in Egypt, protests that toppled longtime ruler Hosni Mubarak. To mark the anniversary, we're going to spend the next week looking at Egypt's economy, 1 year on. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is just off Tahrir Square today and joins us. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Adrienne.
So today marks the anniversary of the first major protest. What's the scene there?
Well, I'm watching this from a hotel balcony overlooking the square, Adrienne. It's a very impressive sight. There must be tens of thousands of people down in Tahrir Square waving flags, chanting slogans, and waving placards with pictures of some of the scores of people who died in this revolution. This is a commemoration as well as a celebration and a protest.
And where does the revolution go from here?
Many people fear the revolution may yet be stolen, and they complain that although Mubarak has been ousted, many of his cronies are still running the country and for their own benefit. Here's a young man who's taking part in today's protest, Hamida Heggi.
Corruption is like a pyramid. We only removed the head of it. The rest of the pyramid is still here. It's very big. But in order to remove the corruption, we need to have a clear path to work on.
He says he's here today to make sure the revolution improves the lives not just of a small elite, but of the broad mass of the Egyptian people.
And so are Egyptian people overall better off today than they were a year ago?
No, they're not. I mean, the revolution and the unrest have hit tourism and the economy slowed down quite dramatically. But, you know, I've not met a single Egyptian since I arrived a week ago who says, I wish we hadn't had that revolution. Earlier today, I met 31-year-old Osama Mohammed, whose small clothing shop folded during the past year.
How do you feel about the revolution, then? You must be unhappy about the revolution.
I'm so happy. I'm ready to lose my life for my country, for the revolution.
So still a lot of revolutionary fervour here, but Egypt's got a very long way to go to satisfy the hopes the revolution unleashed to improve the lives of ordinary Egyptians. 40% of the people in this country still live on only around $2 a day.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in Cairo. Thanks.
OK, Adrienne.
Now let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed this morning. The NASDAQ is up 0.3%. The S&P is down 0.3%. The Dow has dropped 69 points. It's at 12,606. The number of home buyers fell from November to December. But according to the National Association of Realtors, it was still the second highest level we've seen since April 2010.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at investni.com/invest. And by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at constantcontact.com.
This week, a federal court is looking at whether a fashion designer can trademark the color red, specifically the signature red on the soles of Christian Louboutin shoes. Sally Herships has more.
Tiffany has its blue, Hermes, orange. Why shouldn't Christian Louboutin have the red on the soles of its shoes trademarked?
The difference in this case is that the other single-color trademarks in fashion are for packaging rather than the product itself, but it's really very close.
Susan Scafidi is director of the Fashion Law Institute at Fordham. She says companies can trademark single colors, which is why Louboutin sued Yves Saint Laurent last year. YSL created four styles of red shoes with red soles. Louboutin was trying to protect the trademark it already had. But the case backfired. The judge questioned the trademark, and now Louboutin is fighting the decision in court.
The judge felt like fashion is, of course, a commercial activity, but is also very much like art. And because an artist needs to have a complete palette, he felt like a designer, too, needs to have a complete palette.
Including the color red. Scafidi says multiple color combinations, like Burberry's plaid or Gucci's green and red stripe, are still safe for the time being. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, forget red. Brown is the new color of green. An article in the Wall Street Journal reports that many companies are embracing brown paper products. Brown napkins, brown paper towels, even brown toilet paper. Some of the attraction, if you want to call it that, is what the color symbolizes, that it's better for the environment. But like so many commercial trends, it seems this one has been taken to its extreme. One company actually adds brown pigment to its environmentally friendly diapers. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Here's the Arab Spring, seen by an occupier.
People in Egypt are really putting their lives on the line. We're not facing the same kind of violence.
And occupy from where an Egyptian protester sits.
And I don't see what's happening in the States, nor Greece, and this Arab Spring as detached.
I'm Kai Rizdal. A dialogue on protest next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.